Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And at 7.37, it's good morning to Darren Farrell.
Good morning, Audrey. We're back with some more Rory McIlroy news and more news of another second place finish for him on the DP World Tour for a second successive week. Rory played himself into contention on the final day of the BMW PGA Championship at Wentworth, beaten though by Billy Horschel on the second playoff hole. Those two finished on 20 under par alongside Tristan Lawrence. And I have to say, Rory really pushed hard. This wasn't a case of him blowing it or losing or anything like that, because beaten, I think, by the better player on the day, Horschel, with an absolutely terrific eagle putt on that 18, that playoff hole, second playoff hole. And another disappointing finish, but I think lots of positives for Rory McIlroy to take from this one.
I left there with my head held high with, you know, the way I played the last hole, trying to make three. And then, yeah, I mean, you know, played the playoff holes, you know, perfectly, really, a couple of birdies. But it just shows the standard out here. You know, if you slip up just a little bit, or, you know, don't make a birdie on a crucial hole, someone's always waiting to take advantage of that. And, you know, like, I had my chance in regulation, had a really awkward yardage for my second, tried to turn a four iron over. And, I mean, I was lucky that it didn't go in the water, so I was, you know, still could have got up and down for the win in regulation, but I was still sort of feeling pretty lucky that, you know, the ball stayed up and I could make par and get into the playoff. So, but, you know, 2 weeks in a row, played well, just not quite well enough, but, you know, happy with where my game is. I'm happy where it's trending.
Yeah, Rory McIlroy there. Manchester City scored a late goal to draw 2-2 at home with Arsenal in the Premier League. What a game this was yesterday evening. The Gunners played the second half with just 10 men. Leandro Trossard picked up a second yellow card. He kicked the ball away. John Stones levelled it in the 98th minute. Deserved, I think, in the end, because Arsenal really backs to the wall there. Mikel Arteta is the Arsenal manager. He seemed pretty satisfied afterwards.
This is the team, this is the courage, the personality that that we have, that we train every single day. And I'm very proud of them for what we did, apart from the first 10, 15 minutes, what we did onwards in the type of game that we had to play.
So, on to the red card. What did you make of the sending off?
It's better for me not to come and release. That obvious when you look at other incidents and what is the outcome. I think we destroyed the game.
Second half, as you say, your side dug in. David Raya, magnificent save after save after save. You must have been of the belief you were going to hang on for all 3 points.
Yes, because we did a lot of things good. But it's very difficult. It's an accident waiting to happen. You play the best team in the world for 56 minutes with 10 men, which doesn't allow you to put any pressure on the ball, doesn't allow you to get out from your own box, and they don't lose the ball. So they lose it inside the six-yard box, which means that there's no option either to run. So very complicated, but again, for this place to be that humble and that disciplined and show that competitiveness is just incredible.
Yeah, great drama as well in the other game. Brighton and Nottingham Forest played out a 2-2 draw. We had one player sent off here and both managers got the line as well. Celtic came from behind to beat Falkirk 5-2 in the League Cup quarterfinals in Scotland. Adam Eda scoring twice there. It'll be an Athlone Town against Shelburne Women's FAI Cup final for a third year in a row. Yesterday, Athlone beat Sligo Rovers 1-0 in their semi-final. Shauna Brennan scored the only goal of the game, and she spoke to Adrian Eames after the game.
We've been unlucky with injuries, but every week someone different steps up, so I was delighted to get the goal today and get us over the line.
It was a tough game though, wasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. Sligo put it up to us and they fought all the way to the end, but thankfully we hung in there and we're through to the final, so that was the objective.
And it's Shelburne once again for the third year in a row for Athlone.
Yeah, and they've won and we've won, so this will be the ultimate battle, I guess.
And obviously you've got the league, it's going well in the league. You've got your back game to come against Wexford on Wednesday night, 2 points clear at the top. So are you dreaming of a double?
Yeah, well, you have to believe it, I suppose. We have to go down to Wexford on Wednesday, so we know that that's going to be a tough game, and things can happen, results don't go your way sometimes. You can play well and lose, you can play badly and win. Like, it just goes down to what happens on the day. So we're going to fight. We'll put up our best fight and see how we go.
Yeah, the focus will be on that league title run-in. A couple of teams still very much in the hunt there. And then the final will take place in that cup final, will take place in Tallaght Stadium on the 20th of October. More glory for Katie George Dunleavy and her pilot Linda Kelly. The Paralympic gold medalist won the Paracycling World Time Trial Championships in Zurich yesterday. Josie Healian and Eve McChrystal were just outside the medals in fourth place there. The Mayo County Board have confirmed that Kevin McStay will continue on as manager of the county football team for next year. He's halfway through a four-year term and he'll continue his role after the end of season review. Last season's All-Ireland club football finalists St Bridget's are out of the championship. They were beaten yesterday by Pádraig Pearse's in the Roscommon Championship at the quarter-final stage. Pearse's won it after extra time. Full rundown of all yesterday's club results on the RT Sport website. And finally, Lando Norris won the Singapore Grand Prix, so he reduces Max Verstappen's lead at the top of the Drivers' Championship there to 52 points. Six races to go, 180 points to play for. That's all your sport for now. I'll be back with more in an hour.